We return to Natalia, who spoke earlier about growing up and studying in St. Petersburg and her current work in Europe. I wanted to find out from her if she would ever consider returning to research in Russia.
Well, I think at the moment it's quite improbable that I will return to Russia. And there are several reasons for that. And I think the major one is that there are not so many labs that do science, interesting science in my field. Usually when you want to go abroad for your research, you choose the best lab you can find in your field. And in Russia, although I don't exclude the possibility that in the future it will change, because I know that there is a new policy in the financing funding of scientific research in Russia, and there is quite a lot of subsidies infused in the science at the moment. So maybe when I'm a senior scientist myself and I want to establish my own lab, there'll be different opportunities for that.
So the big initiatives, the big funding initiatives that the government are currently spending huge amounts of money on, do you think it's really a long-term project that will help build up science in Russia for the future?
So there is a policy to establishing new labs in Russia. So senior researchers will get a lot of money to found a new lab so that they hire new people and they purchase the equipment. And then once the lab is running, they can leave, but the lab will be taken over by other scientists. So basically they use their expertise in the field to found a new lab that will be that will stay in Russia and that will do research.
So it's a case of the government very cleverly training the scientists of the future.
So yes, so the government now tries to attract good Russian scientists that are now working abroad so that they come back and they train new scientists which will stay in Russia and will do science. I hope in the future Russia will be very strong in science. And there is certainly a lot of potential. What happens now in Russian science and what happened already for a very long time is that Russia has the capability to train brilliant scientists, but then there are not enough opportunities for those scientists to do research in Russia. So basically there are very good scientists trained in Russia that leave and go abroad and continue research there. So the government now tries to reverse this and attract those scientists back to Russia. And I think that in the future, Russia will be very strong in science.
So the Russian brain drain may be reversed and stronger science funding looks likely on the offing. Thanks to all of the guests on the show and the inaugural Siberian Neuroscience Conference organisers for hosting me. From Russia, with love. This is the Naked Neuroscience podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow, brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association.